Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Treasurer is here. Bill's a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 14 years he's been hanging out with us, and he's the founder and the chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, the author of a bunch of books that are really important, The Leadership Kick, Right Risk, Courage Goes to Work, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, Leaders Open Doors. As you can tell, it's all about leadership. He's our good friend Bill Treasurer. Welcome back.
Jim. It's great to be with you again, buddy.
It's good to have you back. We're always glad to have you on the show, especially to talk about leadership, one of my favorite topics. And, you know, Bill, for the last 20 or 30 years or so, I have increasingly lamented what I'm seeing is an erosion of leadership on many levels. I still see it in abundance on Main Street because we got nowhere to hide. We don't have any big intimidating levers that we can use to cover up our bad behavior or whatever. And so on Main Street, you see a lot of leadership. But once you go out further into corporate America, into politics, it seems to be eroding. Leadership seems to be eroding. What do you think?
I like the premise of that, Jim, especially the importance of looking at Main Street, right? I mean, that's where good leadership, right on the ground, working in your own neighborhoods and communities and in your own families,
yep,
you see leadership.
But it's something to be said for being planted in the ground and nowhere to hide.
Yeah, and I share that, and you share that. Of course, you know there's a great writer, Jim Kouzes and Barry Posner, the two of them, they put together the Leadership Challenge years and years ago.
Yep. It
was like 6th or 7th edition. And they talk about that. You know, we often look up towards sort of the national level, but if we really want to see leadership, look around you because it's around you. I agree that we become increasingly, I think, disappointed with the idea of leadership as you start to go up the chain at a national level. And some of this is actually kind of historic. Some of it is right now. We're looking at unprecedented levels of leadership demise, if you will, leadership derailers, people that are letting us down at leadership level.
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes to the abuse of power. You know, leadership comes with power, and people, power is a delicate thing. It's almost like the Lord of the Rings when they get that little precious ring. It's like, oh, power, give me the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And power can go to people's heads. Not everybody is capable of taking the power that leadership often comes with,
mm-hmm,
and using it in a way that serves the people that are being led.
Humility and power are beautiful things when they come together, but it's not a natural thing for someone to gain power and then become humble, is it?
No, you know, and that's the challenge. So even, I've got a quote that I include in the book, the new book that I'm working on, which is called The Leadership Killers. And these are the things that will bring a leader down, often of their own making. And the first killer, the general of them all, is hubris.
Mm-hmm.
And it is connected to power. And there's a quote that I have from General Palpatine from the Star Wars movies, who was the mentor of Darth Vader. And he says that all those who gain power are afraid of losing it, even the Jedi. And once you get the power, the question becomes, what are you going to do with that? And this book becomes the attempt to answer that. How will you use your power when you're in a leadership role so that you don't abuse power, but in fact use it for the people that are being led,
mm-hmm,
instead of accumulating it for yourself?
Well, and the best way to keep power is to be a leader, not a driver, not a dictator. I mean, if you want to sustain leadership for a long time, the best way to do that is to lead and not drive. When you say hubris, I know most people think, well, I think I know what that means. Tell us what you think it means and what does it look like?
Well, what we think it means, and I'm writing the book, by the way, with John Havlick, Captain John Havlick, who spent 29 years as a Navy SEAL. And he was on all SEAL teams on both coasts, including SEAL Team 6. And I knew John before he became a SEAL. He and I were members of West Virginia University. We were both members of the swimming and diving team together. So we're sort of old buddies who reconnected.
Right.
And we became very disappointed as we reconnected about 5 years ago, started talking about leadership, texting each other, sending each other links and stories. And after a while, we just saw so many stories about leaders that were disappointing us and putting their entire careers and reputation at risk and doing wrong things. And what we and John is actually the one who said, you know, it sounds like hubris, and it's a word that they use often in the military. You probably know.
Mm-hmm.
And we think of hubris really as selfishness. Ultimately, it's when a leader starts to focus more on themselves than the people that are being led. When they put the mission second, when they put people second, a distant second actually to themselves. When it becomes all about the leader, when their ego becomes inflated in mm-hmm. the role of leader. And it's more about them, then hubris is likely to take over. When it takes over, it leads to other bad things like intimidation, like ingratitude, like invulnerability. Ultimately can lead to even complacency, because when you think you got it all figured out because you're a leader and you've got the ego invested in it, and you think you know everything and nobody else in the room knows anything, then you're a danger to yourself and the people that you're being that are being led, and hubris ultimately is the culprit.
Yeah, I agree with that, and especially something, as you said, when you get the idea that you being the leader is the most important thing of your organization, then that's when hubris is taken over. When you lose sight of the fact that the goal of the organization, the purpose of the organization, and the well-being of the people in the organization. When you lose sight of that, that's the more important than you being the leader, that's when hubris takes over, isn't it?
You know, and you and I have talked about it a bunch, right? There's two things that matter. One is leaders have to get results. At the end of the day, you got to get results. That's how you're judged.
That's right.
And you get results through the performance of people. So the treatment of people, the people are the means to getting the results. But if you put the results first, and then you start mistreating people who are, in fact, giving you the results, then you get the equation wrong. You got to get the means before the end. So you got to treat people well so that they perform well, and then you get sustainable results.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if all you're about is beating people up so that you keep producing the golden egg and you don't care about the goose that you're killing along the way, then it's going to be bad for them. Ultimately, it's going to diminish those results over time.
We're going to talk about some other leadership killers with our good friend Bill Treasure after this break. The book is not out yet, but it's on the way, and it'll be out later on. We'll be talking about that. Coming up over the year, next few months. We come back. Bill Treasure is going to share some more leadership killers after the break. See you with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.